Episode 57.
And obviously for people to share a personal story about how they overcame obstacles, challenges, sick children, but yet stayed the course to build a successful career in the aftermarket is absolutely overwhelming. And these ladies that share their stories, it, as I said earlier, it's very touching, very touching. It'll touch all your human emotions.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter. A warm welcome to John Passante, President and CEO at the Organizational Development Group. John, are you ready to go on point?
Indeed I am.
Hello, aftermarketers. Carm Capriotto here, and welcome to Episode 57. As you know, besides the great entrepreneurial interviews with aftermarket service professionals, we are also covering industry topics and issues. To cover industry issues and topics, look for the On Point interviews and the new face-to-face video conversations. Now, this episode drives right to the current events with an interview of industry veteran Dr. John Passante. John is going to discuss a big project he's been working on that will be introduced at APEX 2015. It's a book. And not just any kind of book. This is an essay anthology of 21 aftermarket women leaders who share the power of the human spirit. It is titled, A Woman's Perspective on Leadership. John Passante's bio reads like a who's who in the aftermarket. John is a broad-based senior executive with over 30 years of extensive general marketing and sales experience to include organizational development and senior human resources. John is the CEO president at the Organizational Development Group, is past president and CEO of Brenton Productions. He has worked with corporations such as CarQuest, where he was a senior vice president. He was also senior vice president, human resources for Moog Automotive and senior director, worldwide human resources, sales and marketing for Delphi Products and Service Solutions. In 1995, John was inducted into the Automotive Aftermarket Hall of Fame and is an adjunct professor at Northwood University and the University of the Aftermarket. And I've attended one of John's seminars at a 2010 program. John speaks and conducts many seminars for major corporations throughout the U.S., Canada, and internationally. He has functioned as an internal consultant, facilitator, and executive coach, and has published many articles on leadership, communications, and motivation. So when John came up with the concept for this book, he approached the Car Care Council's Women's Board and President Amy Mantinat, along with Amy Antonora. By the way, Amy Mantinat is featured in episodes 13 and 22 right here on the podcast. Now, the key to the entire project was the involvement of Babcock's Publishing and managing editor Amy Antonora signing on to edit the book. And Babcock's, they provided the printing, distribution, and design. There is going to be a book presentation and signing at APEX on November 3rd, 2015, just after the yearly award presentations at SANS, rooms 307 through 310, about 5 p.m. The book is available for a donation for a special scholarship program, and John will explain that in the interview. There will be many people who didn't get to APEX this year to get their copy, so watch the show notes page in the very near future, and I'll post how you can get a copy of the book, A Woman's Perspective on Leadership. The creative concept of the book, Leadership and Leading from a Woman's Perspective, was driven around a strong purpose. Among them are providing the automotive aftermarket a very fresh perspective, and to inspire women to pursue greater career challenges. Also, to inspire women to join the ranks of our industry and all along getting a unique perspective from a female point of view on the aftermarket. And finally, to provide a potential textbook for the Northwood University aftermarket program. Listen to John telling the backstory of concept to final version of this very special and unique book, A Woman's Perspective on Leadership. Here we go. Hey, John, take me to the meeting where the initial discussion took place on creating this woman's leadership book.
Well, in fact, there wasn't a meeting. It was a concept that I came up with. I had written a book over a year and a half ago called The Human Side, High-Touch Leadership in a High-Tech World. And after I completed that book, I started to reflect on the fact that there had never been anything written from a woman's perspective on the aftermarket.
Okay.
So I put together a mission statement and an approach, and I sent it to Amy Antaroni at Babcock, and then I contacted Amy Matnack at the Women's Board for Auto Care, and then Amy at the Women's Board invited me to their meeting in Orlando in March.
Okay.
To present my concept.
Got it.
She gave me about an hour on the presentation, an hour for my presentation, if you will. And there were approximately, I would say, 90, 92 women at the meeting. And I shared the concept of a woman's perspective on leadership and leading, that I thought this was a creative approach. And I asked for them, people that were interested, to contact either myself or Amy at Babcock's. And then we embarked on the mission. I mean, so that's, it was my idea. I'm not trying to be immodest here, but I mean, I think there's a need to listen to the voice of women in our aftermarket and how they got where they are.
So you got buy-in, not
yes.
only from Amy Antonora from Babcock's, but from Amy Matnett at the Women's Board.
Yes, indeed.
And they said, hey, let's do this thing. Now, you had an audience. So were some of the people that you interviewed in the audience already?
Well, what I did is I told them all I would take all takers.
Okay.
I threw it open and I said, you know, and so what happened is, and obviously when you publish a book, you have, the timeline was to have it ready for Apex.
Got it.
And I'll get into that a little bit more later. And so initially I think there was probably 45 or 50 women that said they would do it. Now, that being said, these ladies are, not only have significant roles in the aftermarket, they're wives and mothers, they're caretakers sometimes for sick parents.
Mm-hmm.
So out of that almost 50, it in the final analysis, we got 23 people to tell their story. And it was interesting because many of them I had to encourage and nurture, and Amy Matlack also, because they're humble.
Mm-hmm.
And which I just absolutely marvel at that. And so we were able to put together the book with a lot of help from Babcock's and Amy Antaroni at Babcock's. But it took a lot of logistics. We expanded the due date to get their entries in at least seven times.
Okay, so you had a few logistical problems. I can relate to that, trying to put podcasts out. I have to tell you, you and I had an example where we had to cancel. But stuff happens, you know. That's how life is.
Well, yeah, and some of them travel internationally, and you know, so things came up. But again, I want to give credit to the two Amys for their diligence and patience, and the women that did come forward. And I think it's a very, when you read it, you'll see it'll touch all your human emotions.
I bet you it will. I bet you it will. I actually can't wait to read it. Hey, tell me about Amy Antonora's role at Babcock's, or at least I know she was a very critical piece in putting this together, but what did Babcock's do?
Well, it was really incredible because when I first sent the idea to Amy, I asked if Babcock would participate. And I've known Bill Babcock's and Amy for a long, long time and have ultimate respect for them, not only as professionals, but as human beings that care. And Bill Babcock said that they would underwrite the editing of the book, the publishing of the book,
wow,
and the shipping. So, that's overwhelming.
It's huge.
And here was Amy getting stories from myself. Some of the women would send them to me. Some of them would send them to Amy Matlack. Some of them would send them directly to Amy at Babcock's. And trying to coordinate all these different inputs, Amy did a marvelous job, plus editing. And then she also wrote the introduction for the book. She helped design the cover of the book. So, I mean, she has been a world champion as far as I'm concerned.
What was the biggest challenge when it came to you sitting down with the person, the woman you interviewed? Take me behind the scenes at the interview process.
Yeah, well, again, most of this was done vis-a-vis emails.
Okay.
And so what I use as the catalyst, I've written probably 50 articles for the aftermarket news, and that's why I work so closely with Amy at Babcock.
Sure.
And so what I suggested to the people that were interested to share their compelling stories is go to the aftermarket news and look at the articles that I've written and find one that resonates with you and kind of use that as the nucleus to tell your story. So that's how the process worked. And some of them would call me and say, John, I don't know how I tell this story. And so I would help them through some of that. But the majority of it was done vis-a-vis emails back and forth, and then using my my prior articles that I wrote as a baseline, if that makes sense.
And you're a leadership guru, John. So you're driving this whole thing. Go out and read my leadership articles and see how that relates, and then send me an email back.
Well, use that as a basis to help you, inspire you, if I can say that.
Okay, sure.
To tell your story.
I got it.
I mean, not only is it about, I talk about leadership, I talk about inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about in life, we all need a mentor.
Right.
You know, we all need somebody that, I talk in my articles about the concept of trust. And obviously for people to share a personal story about how they overcame obstacles, challenges, sick children, but yet stayed the course to build a successful career in the aftermarket is absolutely overwhelming. And these ladies that share their stories, as I said earlier, it's very touching, very touching.
Well, I know you went to a much deeper vein than I would on the podcast, but John, I have to tell you, I can so relate to what you just said, because when I look back at the 55 podcasts that I've done and the entrepreneurs that I've interviewed, some of them extremely emotional. When I ask them to, you know, share the best advice they have, they go back to their dads and, you know, words to live by. They're so emotional with it. And when I'm done with the interview, and I try to listen as if I was a listener so I can make sure the content is right, I get so emotionally wrapped up, I can't wait to release the podcast. And at the end of the day, all I kept thinking about was, my God, they trusted me. And their story now is out there to be listened to forever by anyone, anybody. And I can so relate to what you're doing. And you should be so proud. And these women who gave of themselves, John, they should also be extremely proud to have shared that. Wow. So the book is finished. And there, are you having like balloons and fireworks? What are we doing to make noise with this book?
Well, I hope you're going to be at Apex, because the Women's Board has a cocktail party, which is always a sellout.
So did you say cocktails?
Cocktail party.
I'll
yes.
be there.
Okay, good. We may have some Italian wine. You never know.
Okay, baby.
There'll probably be 150 people there. The book will be available. It cannot be purchased. We're asking for donations.
Okay.
The donations are to help to fund a scholarship. We'll be given a name of Babcock Media and the Auto Care Women's Board to a needy and qualified woman who wants to build a career in the aftermarket. And it'll be rewarded in 2016 at Apex at the cocktail party the Women's Boards have. So I will be at the cocktail party. I'll be signing books. And if people are kind enough to want a book and kind enough to make a donation, we would be thrilled.
So walk up, take a $20 bill out of your pocket or more and give it up. Get a signed copy from you. Probably meet some of the women that are in the book.
Exactly.
And and have a cocktail and do all you can to help the woman cause.
Correctly.
And I don't mean to say cause in any way, except for the fact that they're doing such a great job to bring awareness.
It's Tuesday of Apex. I think that's the November 3rd. Is that right?
I think it is. I think Tuesday is the 3rd.
And I think it's from 4 to 6. But anyway, it'll be posted. But it is on Tuesday, and it'll be posted all over the Venetian. And it'll be downstairs at the Sands. But people that go to Apex know about this cocktail party.
Okay, so I get the book. I walk away. I'm flying home. I start opening it up. What's the outcome? What do you think me as a reader is going to get out of this book?
You know, I think we live in an era of technology, which is a wonderful thing, but I think it'll renew in them the power of the human spirit, that sometimes we all get so engrossed in the financial aspects of business, which is obviously paramount. But I think it just will foster the fact that in organizations, there are people that want to make a contribution, that pay the price for success, that will just, I think people will be motivated. I think they'll be emotional, to your point. And I think they'll maybe, this is a Passantism, that maybe they'll take a fresh look at valuing differences.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to value differences in not only in business, but in life. And, you know, when you and I started in the aftermarket, it was 100% male dominated. And that's changed. And it continues to change. And I think it's got to change even more.
Yep.
And that's not a criticism of anybody. I think it's evolving. And I think people are more enlightened today. But there are people out there every day that want to make a contribution. And I think this book will help people maybe focus on that more.
I spoke to Amy Antonora from Babcock,
yes,
and you, and great discussions, you know, pre-interview. And I heard some buzz that the book's going to be utilized throughout the industry for management development, recruiting, and mentoring. Has the content lived up to those expectations?
I think so. Yes, I would say yes, it does. I've talked to Donna Wagner, who's the chair of the aftermarket at Northwood University. Again, a respected veteran in the aftermarket, and she's going to try to use that in her classes as she teaches the aftermarket to students at Northwood. I think it'll be a primer for people in management development. I'm hoping that organizations that are not at the cocktail party will hear about this and contact the women's board and ask for copies so that they can maybe use it at lunch and learns. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Oh, wow. Great idea.
You know, use it at lunch and learns. And if they want me to do a Skype, I'll be glad to present, since you taught me how to do Skype now.
We will not tell the backstory on that.
Yeah, no. I'll be glad to volunteer my time.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
100% of this is going, I want to make it clear, 100% of this book is going to a scholarship. 100%.
That's great. Did you have fun doing this?
I did. I did. It was something that I wanted to do. It was sort of my baby. I got a little more gray hairs along the way because of trying to orchestrate the various inputs. But at the end of the day, it was rewarding. It was a team effort from Amy and Amy.
That's great.
So I want to share that with you.
I believe, and I don't know who's in the book, but I believe there may be podcasts already done and issued, episodes that are out on my website of women that are in your book. And one day I'm going to have to do something on that. When I find out exactly who's been offered, maybe we'll have to have a little highlight of those episodes. And maybe we can have all the women on and podcasts in the future. So I'm kind of excited to have hooked up with you on this book, and I can't wait to get out there and get my copy. Do you have a favorite chapter? Was there a favorite that groomed up? I hate to have put you on the spot, but was there a message in one of them that you would say, hey, listen, if you're going to highlight the book, don't skip this chapter?
You know, that's a profound question, but you know, they're all so different. I mean,
got it. Yeah.
They all have overcome the way they got. I mean, some women want to be a lawyer. One woman wanted to be a doctor.
Right.
And then she takes an automotive class in high school. It changes her whole career path. I mean, women in that book have overcome oh my God, I'm going to get emotional here, but a woman that has a child that is seriously ill, and every day she sees him slip away a little bit. Can you imagine and yet she stays focused as her loving, caring mother, a wife, and yet she excels at work. I mean, I can't pinpoint one. There's just on and on the stories in that book. It'll touch your heart. That's all I can say.
Well, I can't wait to read it. Now, with this under your belt, any ideas for, you know, phase two of this idea? If not a group of women, a group of executives, any way you might take this to another level?
I've thought about that. And again, that's a profound question. I think the answer is yes. I think, first of all, we may want to do another edition where the women who were not able to come forward, give them an opportunity. Now that the, you know, the highway has been paved, so to speak.
Yeah.
And we'll have a successful launch of the book. I think maybe the comfort zone will increase among some of these young ladies that were a little reticent to come forward. So I think maybe that would be one avenue. And then to your point, I think maybe if I could get a cross section of CEOs and leaders in the industry to share their perspective on valuing differences and how we connect, because, you know, the landscape is changing. I mean, the demographics, you know, there's more and more women in the workplace. That's, you know, I think the aftermarket has a little bit more with hiring people of color. That's, I've been saying that for a long, long time. Not only is the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do because that's going to be your customer base. So I think it's a topic, and I'm not trying to make anybody uncomfortable here.
Right, right.
But I just think that I think as human beings, and I'm a humanist, so let me be clear with you. I do believe in the power of the human spirit, that we could overcome most things if we set our mind to it. And I think we have to muster all the resources we can from the people side of the business. And so I'd like to be able to capture that with the help of others in another book.
Why not?
Yeah.
What a great idea. Well, John Passanti, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you did. I'm sure you're going to get high fives for a long, long time. I'm putting this thing together along with Amy Antonora from Babcock. I can't thank you personally because we're doing this interview over Skype, but I will thank you in Las Vegas for doing this, and I can't wait to get my own copy. Now, I just got some crazy ideas that maybe we can maybe ask some of the women to be guests on a face-to-face podcast where, you know, we could have kind of a town hall with them and, you know, talk to them about the book and their experience and anything else they'd like to say. We'll talk about that later. Any final words for us?
A final thought, if I may, and I've enjoyed this conversation very much. And again, thank you for all your kindness and support.
My pleasure.
And your professionalism. What I see is there's a shortage of sincere recognition and appreciation in businesses and in life. I'm a people watcher. I'm a humanist. I mean, wherever I go, I watch people. And that's where I get a lot of my material to write my articles or write what I wrote in the book.
Sure, sure.
It's, you know, it's real live stuff. It's not hypothetical. But I think when I do seminars for Leadership 2.0, University of the Aftermarket, which I've done for probably 16, 17 years, I've asked every group, how many in the room feel appreciated for what you do? Out of 30 or 40 people, I'm lucky if I get three hands. Then I take it a step further. I say, how many of you give compliments to the people that you either work for you, work with you, interface with you, and I don't get many hands? Because we're focused on the task, which we should be. But again, I subscribe to the school of thought that there's a balance between the task and the people doing the task. So I think you think about the people in the credit departments, the people that work in hospitals, the people that work in jobbing stores, the people that deliver parts. How many compliments do they get in a given day, a given week, a given lifetime? And can you imagine what that does to your self-esteem? And I come from that school of thought that we need to focus on, look for what people are really doing, spend the time to get to know them. I'll tell you what, productivity will increase, absenteeism will increase, turnover will decrease. So, I mean, that's a thought that I want to articulate today.
It's big. It's huge. It's all about purpose. We've had shows about it, and I read a lot about that, John. And you're right on. And hopefully that message gets out there. So thanks again. Thanks so much for being on, and we'll see you in Las Vegas.
Look forward to it. God bless you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.